Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to update your New Year's resolutions. Take a moment in the middle of the year to see what is working and what is not, and what could be better with changes. Doing this increases the chances that you achieve the goals you want to achieve. So I love New Year's resolutions. I know some people find them pointless. And I know that every February there are slews of articles about how people don't keep them. But I think that when they are approached in the right spirit, they can help shape life in a positive way. It's important that they be well thought through and realistic. You need to want to do them, and they need to be sustainable. Do all that, though, and you can make big things happen over time. For instance, this year, I decided to read through all the works of Shakespeare as a New Year's resolution. To make that happen, I found a calendar that other people had used, suggesting an order, and dates in which to read each play or set of poems. The schedule only requires reading about 3 to 4 pages per day in my illustrated Shakespeare, so that is quite doable. And so I do it, every day. If I had resolved to read all the works of Shakespeare but just picked up my book from time to time and read wherever in wildly different amounts each time, there is just no way I would stick with it. In any case, if you did make New Year's resolutions, now, halfway through the year, is a great time to check in on them. Hopefully, some you remember quite well, because they are informing your daily life, like my reading project. But if that is not the case, then go find the list you made somewhere. Ask yourself how it's all going. The point of this exercise is not self-flagellation. It's curiosity. Presumably, you are living your life in a way that makes sense for you right now. So if you have not done anything related to one of your resolutions, the most likely explanation is that it doesn't fit with your current life, or it simply isn't a priority. That's good to know. Self-knowledge is helpful. If you would like, feel free to let the resolution go entirely. It is not the right thing for you. Not right now. But maybe some resolutions feel feasible or like you're making some progress, if not as much as you'd planned. If that is the case, ask if you can update the resolution to make more sense. Maybe you resolve to exercise every day. Maybe exercise in your mind means an hour-long boot camp, leaving you drenched in sweat afterwards. That has happened once a week or so over the last 6 months. And so you feel like you are not keeping your resolution. But there's actually no reason you have to feel that way. How about updating the resolution to simply mean you will move your body for 10 minutes every day? A walk totally counts. And then you also plan to do a full formal workout once a week. That's your boot camp. Voila. Just like that, you are on track to make this an achievable goal. Or maybe you resolve to cook at home more. That is a very nebulous resolution. What does more mean? How much were you doing it before? Unless you tracked meals over the previous year, you probably have no idea. So why not update this resolution to be specific and doable? You resolve to cook 3 meals per week at home, unless you are traveling. Now you've got your marching orders in the kitchen for the rest of the year. In the future, I'd suggest that it is not a bad idea to check in on your goals and intentions even more frequently, like every month. Indeed, they can inform your weekly plans if you would like. But if that is not what has happened, at least use the midway point of the year as an opportunity to see what is working and what isn't in your life. A little course correction can often make big things possible. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.